Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today, we are going to focus on Daf Dalid Amud Beis 4b, but we are on the very bottom of Dalid Amud Aleph. And just to catch ourselves up for some context, the Mishnah, back on Daf Beis, spoke about the times that we stay and we stop saying Kriya Shema for Marv. So we start saying Kriya Shema, said the Mishnah, when the Kohanim go and they become Tahar and are allowed to go ahead and eat their Truma. So we spoke about that, and there are many different Shitas in the Gemara, many different Brises that discussed that idea. We then had three Shitas that spoke about when is the latest time we could say Kriya Shema. They were, number one, at the end of the first watch, and we discussed how many watches and when exactly that would be. We then also had the Shita of the Chachamim that it goes until Chatzos. We then had the Shita of Rabban Gamliel that it goes until Amud HaShachar, until the next morning. And we said all of this is based on the Pasuk of Bishachbecha Uvkumecha. The Pasuk tells us that we say Shema when we lie down, when we get up. What's considered the time of lying down? Is it when people go to sleep? Is it when people are asleep? So that's what the discussion was about. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the Shita of the Chachamim who said it goes until Chatzos. Chachamim al Chatzos. Chachamim Kiman Svirulu, who asked the Gemara. Who are the Chachamim holding like? E. Kerabi Eliezer Svirulu, Lemru Kerabi Eliezer. If they're holding like Rabbi Eliezer, which means that Bishach Becha is really referring to the time when people go to sleep, then they should just say the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that it goes until the end of the first watch of the night. Because midnight is not a time when people would be going to sleep. Again, this is before they had any sort of electricity. So if they're holding Bishach Becha means when people go to sleep, then it's got to be like Rabbi Eliezer. Be Kerem Gamliel Sfiru, and if they hold like Kerem Gamliel, that Bishach Becha means the entire night, as long as people stay sleeping, then Lemru Kerem Gamliel, then say like Kerem Gamliel. This middle Shita of Chatzos doesn't seem to make any sense. Either it's when people are going to sleep and then say like Rabbi Eliezer, or it's the entire night that people are sleeping, then hold like Rabban Gamliel. So which one is it? So answers the Gemara. Yom Kerem Gamliel Sfiru, really, the Chachamim are holding like Rabban Gamliel, that it goes until the entire night. And as we pointed out in our Mishnah, the Adika Amrei Ad Chatzos, and the reason why they said until Chatzos is Kidei Gaharcha Gesa Adam Min Haaver, because they want to keep people away from sin. Kidetanya, because we know, it says in the Braisa, Chachamim Asu Siyag L'Divrayim, the Chachamim put a fence around their words to protect us, to make sure that we are able to go ahead and do them. Kidei Shelo Yehi Adam Ba Min Asada Ba'era Ve'omer, Eilich Levesi Ve'ochal Kima Ve'eshta Kima Ve'ishan Kima Ve'achar Kachak Rakriya Shema Ve'espala. What the Chachamim were afraid of is someone's going to come back from a long day of work. They're going to be really tired. They're going to say, you know what, before I say Kriya Shema, let me go sit down and eat a little bit, drink a little bit, sleep a little bit, I'll take a short nap, and then I'll go ahead and say Kriya Shema. What's going to happen? V'chol taf toshen of an insis yashan ko'alayla. We all know how that story ends. You lay down on the couch for a minute, close your eyes, it's the next morning. We're going to miss it. You're going to miss all of Kriya Shema. Aval adam ba min asada be'er. But really, what a person should do, they come back home after work, nichnas lebeis hakinesis, they go to the shul. Im ragil lekros kore, if they're normally learning Tanakh, go learn Tanakh. Im ragil lishnos shonen, if they're normally studying Mishnah, then go learn Mishnah. V'kore Kriya Shema umispal, go say Kriya Shema, and then ve'ochel pito mevarich. Then go and eat and bench. Then the Gemara has a very interesting line. And anyone who violates these words of the Chachamim and misses Kriya Shema is Chayav Misa. Now this seems a bit extreme. And ask the Gemara, Chayav Misa being Chayav to die is something which is very intense. This is something which is worthy of Chayav Misa. So what's going on? Why over here are we saying that if you don't say Kriya Shema, or if you say Kriya Shema after midnight, then you're Chayav Misa? So the Gemara has two possible answers. Iba Yisein Mamishim Di'ika Ones Sheina. So two answers. Number one is that Gemara is just trying to make a point here. We know that this is something that happens, that people fall asleep very easily. So we want to make sure people are extra careful. So we're making a point by saying Chayav Misa. That's the first answer. The second answer is there's a Gemara with a big machlokas later on that we are going to see about the status of saying Shema at Marv, and really Marv in general. Is it a reshus? Is it optional, or is it mandatory? Nowadays, we've accepted it upon ourselves as mandatory, but there's a big machlokas. So one might think, one might have a havamina that, it's just a reshus anyway, I could say it whenever I want, kamash malan, that it is a chova. Now the Gemara goes on, Amar Mar. We said previously, Kore Kriya Shema U'mispalel, that someone should say Kriya Shema and then go ahead and daven Shemona Esrei. So says the Gemara, Misaye Le'le Rabbi Yochanan. This supports the view of Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Ezehu Ben Ha'olam Haba, Zeha Somech Gu'ul Le'tfila Shel Arvis. So now the Gemara is coming and talking about the order of our prayers and how exactly they're supposed to work at Marv. We know that we have Kriya Shema and then Shemona Esrei, but this is really a dispute amongst the Tanaim. So over here, Rabbi Yochanan says, who is someone who is a Ben Olam Haba? This is someone who is Somech Gu'ul L'Tfila of Marv, meaning they have Shema and Gaal Yisrael, and then go into Shemona Esrei of Marv. What does this mean, Ezehu Ben Olam Haba? There's an amazing Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of the Gemara that talks about what's so special and unique about this. Either it's a sign of Emunah, Bitachon, whatever it may be. check that out if you have time. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi disagrees. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're supposed to have Shema and then Shmona Esrei, but Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, no, Tefilas be'emtza tiknum. We have Shema in the morning, then Shmona Esrei of the morning, then we have Shmona Esrei of night, and then Shema. It's like a Shmona Esrei sandwich. You're supposed to have Shema as the bookends of the day and the night. So ask the Gemara, but my kamifligi, what are they arguing about? Iba yisema krav, iba yisema svara. I can give you a machlokas either way. Either they're arguing about how to interpret a certain pasuk, or they're arguing with a svara, with an argument. They're really arguing on how you're supposed to understand a certain thing. So let's go through these two. Iba yisema svara, if you're going to tell me that it's all based on logic and svara, Rabbi Yochanan savar gu'ula me'or tanami havu. Rabbi Yochanan, again, who said that you have Shema and then Shmona Esrei, meaning just like you have Smichas Gula Tfila, you have Gaal Yisrael followed by Shmona Esrei at Shachris, you have the same thing as Marv. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that? Because he says that the gu'ula of Mitzrayim also happened at night. Ela gu'ula ma'alias lo havya ela ad safra. So, yes, it's true that the main ge'ula, that the final blow and everything really happened at daytime, and that's why it's more of an ikker to have Yetzias Mitzrayim at daytime, but it also happened at nighttime, so it makes sense to also have ge'ula l'tfila at Marv. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Savra, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, no, kevan de lo havya elo mitzafra lo havya ge'ula ma'al. Really, the main thing, the main exodus from Mitzrayim was during the morning time, so it makes sense to only have smichas ge'ula l'tfila at Shacharis and not at all at Marv. Now, the Ibai say Makra, they could also be arguing about a Pasuk. Ushneim Mikra Echadarsh, when really they are both just reinterpreting the same Pasuk. Tiksev Bishach Becha Uv Kumecha. The Pasuk says Bishach Becha Uv Kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Makish Shchiva Lakim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we make a comparison. You look, the Pasuk is comparing Shchiva, the time when you lay down, Uv Kumecha, to the time when you get up. And the Gemara is trying to make a comparison, says Rabbi Yochanan. Makima kriya shema v'achar kach tefila, av shchiva nami kriya shema v'achar kach tefila. Just as in the morning, we have kriya shema and then shmona esrei, so too the same thing would apply at night. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi savar, he makes a different hekesh. He says, no, makish shchiva l'kima, the comparison of when you lay down and when you get up is teaching me something else. Makima kriya shema samochu mitaso, av shchiva nami kriya shema samochu mitaso. Just as in the morning, Shema is the closest thing to when we wake up, because when you wake up, then you go Shema, then Shmona Esrei. So to at night, Shema is supposed to be the closest thing that we do, closest to when we go to sleep, which would mean it would come after Shmona Esrei. Interesting machlokas. We all know that we, again, in our Marv, what we do is Shema, then Shmona Esrei. If someone davens earlier, then it ends up being that they have it on the bookends, because you have to go ahead and repeat Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim, as we've discussed, fine, for another time. Now the Gemara goes on and questions the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who again held that you have Shmona Shema and then Shmona Esrei. So Masif Mar Berei Deravina. The following question comes from a Mishnah: Ba'erev Mivarech Shtayim Ufanei Ushtayim La'achareha. That at Marv we have two brachos before Shmona Esrei, before Shema, and then we have two brachos that come after Kriya Shema. And what are these brachos? We have Gaal Yisrael, and then we have the bracha of Hashkivenu. Via Marv by Lismochan. If you're going to tell me like Rabbi Yochanan does, that you need to have Gaal Yisrael followed by Shmona Esrei, so we just said you have Gaal Yisrael, but then you have the bracha of Hashkivenu Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. So Haloka Samach Gula Tefila. There's no Smichas Gula Tefila. Daha Ba'u LeMeimar Hashkivenu. You have to say Hashkivenu, so there's no Smichas Gula Tefila anyway. So what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about when he says that you need to have Smichas Gula Tefila at Marv? He seems to be totally off. So Amrei, the answer, no. Kevin Dakinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu Ki Gula Richta Dami. Since the rabbis instituted this prayer of Hashkivenu, it's considered like a Geula Arichta. Now, a similar question Tosos brings up about Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen that the Ashkenazim say in America. So he says, no, maybe that's like a Tefila Arichta because it has Hashem's name 18 times, whatever it may be. But that is a question which is discussed in Tosos. Now, the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, "Di'ilo tema hachi," because if you would not say the Shacharis, hechi matzi samich, because we have the same problem by Shacharis. Because v'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Batchilo omer Hashem sifasai tiftachu, vasof omer yur tonim reifi, elahasam kevin takinu rabbanon lemeimar Hashem sifasai tiftach kitfila arich tadamia hachanami kevin takinu rabbanon lemeimar ashkiyunu kigula arich tadamia." We have the same problem by Shacharis, because at Shacharis we know we need to go straight from Gaal Yisrael into Shmona Esrei, but we have this pasuk of Hashem sifasai tiftachu fiyagid tiyasecha. So why is that not breaking everything up? So the Gemara says, just like over there, it's considered like a tefila arich tadamia. It's considered part of the prayer, part of Shmona Esrei. So to over here, since they told us to say Ashkiyunu, it's going to be part of the Ge'ula, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. We then get into a discussion about different rewards for different prayers that we say. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kol ha'omer tihila l'David b'chol yom shalosh pe'amim, muvtach lo shehu ben olam haba. Anyone who goes and says Ashrei three times a day, every single day, is going to get a portion in the world to come. That is a tremendous reward for something that we are doing every single day. My time. So what's so special about Ashrei? Why is it singled out? Ilayim ha'mishom da'asya ba'alef beis. If you're going to tell me that it goes in the order of the aleph beis, and that's what makes it so unique. Neima Ashrei t'mimei darach da'asya b'timnaya apin. There is Tehillim chapter Kuf Yud Tes is the biggest Tehillim, and that goes through the Aleph Beis 8 times, and we should say that every day. That would be even a better Zuchus if we're doing it 8 times. Rather, it's because it has the Pasuk of Poseach HaShedecha, where we acknowledge the fact that Hashem gives us everything we need, but then also, there's a different chapter of Tehillim which has a similar type of line. So what's so unique about Ashrei? Elamishim di Yisbei Tarti. Rather, it's both elements that Ashrei has, that it goes in the order of the Aleph Beis, and that it has this pasuk of Poseach et Yedecha umaspia l'chol chai ratzon. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara now goes into more discussion of Ashrei. Mipnei lama lo nemar nun ba'ashrei. Why do we not have a nun? If you look, it has every single letter except for a nun. Answers the Gemara. Mipnei sheyesh ba mapaltan shel sonei Yisrael. No, sonei Yisrael here, the enemies of Israel, referring to the Bnei Yisrael themselves. Because nun represents nofel, represents us falling down. Tiksiv nafla lo sosiv kum besuas Yisrael. Because the pasuk teaches us that nun stands for the fact that we fall down and we will never get back up. B'marava mitarzi lahachi, and in Eretz Yisrael, as we pointed out at B'marava, they explain it as follows: Nafla v'lososif linpol od kum b'suas Yisrael. She has fallen; she will no longer get up. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzlak, afilu hachi chazar David usmacha beruach hakodesh shenemar someich Hashem lechol noflim. And even though we don't mention the nun in the pasuk, by Ashrei, still David HaMelech in his Ruach HaKodesh said, Somei Hashem l'chol nofalim, that Hashem really helps even all of those who have fallen. So we added in there anyway, even though we don't have the Nun, that's talking about us falling down. Now, the Gemara goes into a very interesting discussion, related teaching, because it's from the same person. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, Gadol ma shenemar b'Michael, Yosef mi ma shenemar b'Gavriel. The two great malachim, Michael and Gavriel. Who's better? Says the Gemara that Michael is going to be better than Gavriel. Why do you b'Michael k'siv v'yalf Eli echad min asrafim? V'ilu gabe Gavriel k'siv v'aish Gavriel asher isi b'chazon batchila mu'af bi'af. So, two different psukim that seem to imply different things. One about Michael, one about Gavriel. So, my mashan dahai echad Michaelu. So, how do we know that this is referring to Michael, that the word echad is referring to Michael? And what this is talking about is how many jumps, I guess, it takes for them to get to their destination. We're saying that it takes Michael only one jump to get to wherever he needs to go to, and it takes Gavriel more jumps than that to get to wherever he needs to go to. So how do we know that Michael is really being referred to as the Echad one here? When it says, Vayaf Eli Echad min hasrafim, how do we know that that's referring to Michael? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asya Echad Echad, we have a Gzera Shava, where we have one word in this pasuk and one word in another pasuk that shows us that we're talking about Michael. Ksiv ha chavayaf elai echad min asrafim. Uksiv ha samine Michael achad min asarim harishonim ba lazreini. So we see that it says echad echad by this pasuk and by Gavriel, showing that, and by Michael, showing that Michael, the Malach Michael, only needs one jump to get to wherever he needs to go. In Tana, we have a brisa that's related to this. Michael ba'achas. Michael gets to where he needs to go in one flight, one jump. Gavriel b'shtayim, and it takes Gavriel two jumps to get to it. Eliyahu ba'arba. Eliyahu Anavi goes in four jumps. Malach HaMavis b'shmona, and it takes the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, eight jumps to get to wherever he needs to go to. However, b'shasa magefa ba'achas. But when things are going bad, when there's a major plague, then it only takes the Malach HaMavis one jump to go where he needs to go. And that is the end of Dalet Amud Beis for right now. Everyone should have a great day.